This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Scientists say they've discovered the strongest matter in the universe. There's a form of matter created in collapsing neutron stars that may be up to 10 billion times stronger than steel. They call it nuclear pasta due to its unique shape. Ah, science. Here's more proof that meetings can be a waste of time. The average employee wastes 13 working days a year in unproductive meetings, according to a new study. A typical employee spends 187 hours, roughly 23 days a year, in meetings. And according to employees, 56% of those meetings are a waste of time. 66% of respondents admitted that they make excuses, even calling in sick, to avoid them. We do have a lot of meetings, but I'd say ours are pretty productive. Do you have a well-behaved dog? Psychology Today says you're probably happy and relaxed as well. Research says dog owners with high levels of stress don't have a relaxed relationship with Fido. This, of course, increases the anxiety in the pet as well, causing them to act out. On the other hand, happy people enjoy their time with their dogs, and those dogs respond by being happier and more well-behaved as well. Passing a driving test isn't always the easiest thing to do. You have to merge into traffic, parallel park, and try really hard to keep your car out of the swimming pool. Police in Maryland say a really bad parking job turned a student driver into a student diver. Car jumped the curb, crashed through a fence, plummeted into the community swimming pool. Fortunately, both the student and instructor able to get out okay. Apparently no tickets issued. But oh, the embarrassment. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with part two of the Daily Buzz on Cozy. A lot of stuff up with the weather here recently. Word out of Ball State University says 1 in 10 potentially suffer from severe weather phobia. 10% say their fear rises to an extreme level when they're faced with severe weather events like hurricanes, thunderstorms, or tornadoes. Yeah. We get a lot of stories about states being ranked. The happiest states, the healthiest states, the best states to retire. How about states with the most McDonald's? In sheer numbers, that would be California, with 1,295 locations. The easiest state to find a McDonald's in is Arkansas, with 5.8 locations per 100,000 residents, followed by West Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan, and Ohio. Archaeologists in Israel have unearthed what they believe is the world's oldest brewery. They believe the site inside a cave was used to produce beer over 13,000 years ago. How do they? Hey, good news for all of you who hate dressing up for Halloween. The ugly Christmas sweater trend has now bled into Halloween, and this year, gaudy black and orange sweaters covered in bats and pumpkins are going to be all the rage. Online costume shop HalloweenCostumes.com has introduced a whole line of ugly Halloween sweaters. They predict they'll be hotter than the holiday sweater fad. Finally, 55% of us have had music give us goosebumps. Those people were more likely to be healthier, happier, friendlier, and wealthier. Goosebumps are actually called pyloeruptions, and 25% had them when someone said, "I love you," for the first time. 23% when their child was born. Yep. And 16% when they saw their partner walk down the aisle at their wedding. Next up on the Cozy Fall Tour is this Saturday, St. Joe Fall Festival. It's like a weekend of family fun, food, sidewalk sales, and events for the kids, all in downtown St. Joe. Events will be there from noon to 2. Saturday on Cozy. Fall Tour brought to you in part by South Haven Public Schools, Bloomingdale Communications, Johnny's Lakeshore Jewelry, and Hart Insurance. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a guy set his house on fire while trying to bake brownies on his George Foreman grill. Oh, and he was naked. When firefighters responded to the call, the man answered the door in the buff. Police say he admitted to them he had consumed a couple of liters of vodka and smoked pot within the last few hours. They put out the fire, took the man in for treatment. He'll be okay. The Daily Buzz. You have something I should buzz about? Get it to me however you can. Email is paul@wcsy.com. Fax 637-2675. Drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven. Or leave us a message on our Facebook page. Or tweet us at COSYFM. Drop things off here at the station at 11637 M140 in South Haven, across from McFadden's. Dropbox outside the building if it's after hours. Daily Buzz podcasts at WCSY.com. Become a subscriber. We'll email them to you. Also on Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow, Friday. Make it a great day.